Today's interview is one of the most positive, uplifting interviews I've done over the past few years. Our guest shares how service has helped him to find happiness in the grind of running a business, and also how it's helped his business to grow. After this 20-minute interview, you're going to love our client and the stories he shares.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClaire.
Welcome back to the show. I'm really excited to have a good friend, Mike Martin, and he is a very prolific and successful inventor that has an amazing story I can't wait to share with our audience. By the end of this, stick with us. You're going to love Mike as much as I do. And we're going to talk about some cool products, some cool business stories along the way as well. But Mike, I want to first welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Very exciting for sure.
So you've got a really interesting journey, I think, with product development, inventing products, and what you've done with them. It's very unique too. Let's start off by talking about one of your first successes. So the heavy scrub brush. Can you tell us a little bit about the story, what that product is and how it helps?
Sure. Yeah, I was, I started my work career in the restaurant industry back in the 80s. And again, floors were very slick back then. It was just part of working there. We were topsiders. You'd go slide into the kitchen. And I never quite understood that we'd have such dangerous floors, but we just lived with it. And as I went on, I ran across some products, Rainbow Vacuum Cleaner, which is amazing, but door-to-door sales thing, which is kind of interesting. But I love the product and saw some concepts in there that I really liked. And so I bought a couple and wanted to go start cleaning restaurants. And I had a lifting theory, and I just needed to scrub the floors. And went out there with the regular deck brushes that are out there, and they were impossible to use. They were back-breaking. And so I couldn't do the job the way I wanted to. And so I developed my own products, a weighted scrub brush for scrubbing floors. And that allowed me to scrub a decent-sized building, restaurant size, in a reasonable amount of time. You know, the big machines are good, but they're hard to use. And I just needed a tool that allowed me to go do my job. And so I put a weight on the brush and started using it. And as I would clean restrooms in exchange for dinner for two. That way the restaurant owners would see how my system worked without breaking the bank, right? I'm in there for 30, 45 minutes, you know, scrub and lift and get out of there. And they would love it. But they weren't going to pay big money for that. So I'd do dinner for two. And that way my newly girlfriend, Candy, who's my wife 28 years later, we didn't starve to death during that initial process. And I learned a lot. The first brush I invented was my baseboard brush for doing baseboards. And then I did my heavyweight scrub brush. And it was a lot of fun because a lot of the people that I'd go clean at night with, you know, we always cleaned at midnight. They'd be come out and they'd say, "Hey, how much longer?" And they'd see me using this very awkward weighted scrub brush. They'd say, "What's that?" And I'd say, "It's my weighted scrub brush for cleaning floors." And they'd, "Let me see that thing." And they would actually end up scrubbing the rest of the floor for me. So here I am sitting at the bar watching them scrub my floor. So I was like, I need to find a brush manufacturer for this. And so I did in Houston, Texas, of all places, right down the street from my house. And we started building heavyweights, and in the end, we put them in about 5,000 McDonald's, and we made a run at it. And so competition got a little interesting. So, but we're still going. Been selling them for 28 years. Got brushes all over the country, and it's a lot of fun. So,
and it's a very unique product that changes the way you can clean, especially in a restaurant or commercial environment where it makes it safer and cleaner. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So what dirt does when it gets on the floor is it makes it slick because it levels the surface. And so you always have to keep your slip resistance active. And the way you do that is by keeping the floor clean. And the best way to do that's with a scrub brush. Most people use mops. Well, 99% of the people use mops, which is great if you manage how the mop is used. A mop is a paintbrush, plain and simple. And so in order to offset the damage done by mopping, you must scrub your floor on a regular basis. It's that simple. How do you scrub your floor? You can use a press washer, a heavyweight, a deck brush, or machines, but you got to scrub your floor. I just, you know, we use the heavyweight as a cleaning tool, and it was designed for that. And so it's just, it's perfect. Now, I wouldn't want to clean a 20-year-old floor with my heavyweight. I'd rather have a professional come in, get it zeroed out, and then you maintain your clean with my heavyweight. And we can do that as well. But yeah, it's just understanding cleaning. And what I really did is took all the money out of cleaning. That's what I did. And all the consumables, I took that out. I have heavyweights that are 22 years old. They're still using the same scrub brush. So scrub brush maybe is the wrong word for it. It is a cleaning tool, because it is a tool. It's no disposable scrub brush. It is a tool that lasts. And that's one of my mottos, quality tools that work. First of all, my main product has to work. If you use a deck brush, you work. The deck brush doesn't work. With my tools, the products work. Doesn't matter what it is. It's going to work. It's going to last. And it's going to make a difference. So,
and I got to tell you just a quick personal story. After we've gotten to know each other, I didn't know about your product until a few months ago. And I've, over the years at a church that I attend, we volunteer to clean it periodically, you know, a couple times a year kind of thing. And one of the things I always do is clean the bathrooms, which, you know, commercial bathrooms I hadn't done since I was a kid, right? Until the last few years I've been doing this. And man, it's given me a different perspective of like that paintbrush approach, right? That like, oh, it is gross. So you're just moving stuff around with these mops. It's just not the same thing, and how much better it is to truly brush that out. And it becomes a realization, right? It's not only about chemicals. And this is coming from somebody who's sold a lot of cleaning chemicals over the years. Tools can be extremely effective in cleaning out, and they're a necessary part of the equation for sure. And what a great product that has been for you. So that was a start to what you've done. And like, as you said, 28 years, you've been doing this for a very long time. And then a little bit more recently, and the product we're going to spend a little bit more time on today is the Kulin Curve. So I love this product, huge fan of it. And we're working together on this to really help grow the business. Can you talk a little bit about what is the Kulin Curve?
Sure. The Kulin Curve, again, is another one of those products that, like the deck brush, everybody assumes the Kulin Curve is a wine bucket or a beverage chiller. And everybody assumes that, like the mop, that an ice bucket works. Who knew? Ice buckets don't work. They're hard to use. And so I was sitting at a bar one day with my dad, and a bartender came and put a bottle in a wine bucket and put the ice on top of the bottle. And I looked at it, I was like, well, that's not going to work. And my dad was like, what's that? I said, this wine bucket. I mean, he looked at me like, who cares? And I was like, well, I think I'm about to invent something, Dad. And he was like, oh, here we go. And so I said, watch this, watch the bartender. He took the bucket over to the table, and he pulled the bottle out. He opened it up, poured it, and then he went to put it back in. I was like, here we go, Dad. And he put the bottle back in. It wouldn't go in. He was crushing ice, and he was smashing down. And he finally gave up. And I grabbed a pen, and I drew my curved bottom wine bucket right then. And as soon as my dad saw it, my biggest critic, I would say, when he saw it, he kind of smiled and went back to drinking his wine, eating his dinner, because he was probably going as a financier. He's like, oh, no, here we go. And so, but he smiled, and he thought it was a pretty good one, and I knew it was a good one. And so we developed it. So off we go.
And it's a beautiful product design. I do encourage our listeners at least go check it out, just to see this really cool design that Mike's come up with. You can go to Kulin Curve, COOLIN, so no G, COOLIN Curve, CURVE.com. It's in the show notes as well. So if you're driving, don't worry about it. Wait till you get back, and you can check that out. You can get the link and go see the product. But it is a beautiful design, and on the site you've got some photos of. Earlier iterations, you know, what it took to really develop it. But can you talk a little bit more about the benefit? So it's the curve is all a part of it. How is it better than existing wine or beverage buckets?
Yeah. So when you get a regular bucket, when you, like you said, when you can put the bottle into the ice, that's great. That works out the first time very well. But once that bottle comes out and you pour some and you put it back, it's not getting chilled anymore. It's starting to get hot. And so when I developed it, my whole thing was celebration, right? Everybody's celebrating. If you're using something, ice bucket, you're celebrating something. Sometimes a party's going on or something's happening. And so let's make it a perfect celebration. Let's have a perfect chill. And so by having it curved and tilted, your bottle's always going to have the proper amount of ice all the way around it. So that keeps it chilled. Another benefit that I didn't know that was going to be part of it was wine buckets, ice buckets sweat all over the place. And I didn't know that. And so we had to put little rubber feet on our wine bucket just so when you push the bottle in, it doesn't move too much, but just to put rubber feet on it just for braking, right? Just so in case it wouldn't slide around any. But what that did is it raised the bucket off of the table about a quarter of an inch, and that stops the contact sweat. That, like when you have a glass of water on your table, the water goes everywhere, right? You have to put a napkin down to stop it. Well, the same thing with the wine buckets. When they're on the table, the water runs everywhere. And just because of our gap for feet, for breaks, now we don't sweat all over the place. And that's one of the things that people like the most about it, besides being so easy to use, is it doesn't have that big watery mess that comes with a standard ice bucket. So,
and so as I understand your story, that was not originally intended, right? So it's one of those things you design for a different purpose. It's about not sliding around when you put it in, and you realize and learn. And it's one of the beauties of inventing products is sometimes you realize you've got great benefits that you hadn't even planned on.
And the heavyweight is one of those. I wanted the pole to stand up straight, right? So I never had to bend over and grab my pole, because scrubbing is backbreaking, right? And so you had to bend over and get your pole. I made the pole stand up straight. Well, when people said it was too heavy to carry, we put wheels on it. And the only way they worked is because that pole stood up straight. We could pull it over. So it was like something totally different came to it, this great idea with the wheel. So you're exactly right on that. And so be open to everything that happens in your product, because a lot of times it gets better. So
I have to say one thing I really like. So as a video marketer, right, we've been doing videos for a long time. So I'm always looking at products like, how could I turn that into a really compelling video? And yours is perfect for it. So it's, you know, on the website, you've got one of the early videos that you shot of just putting the bottle in. You see the ice come up and surround. It's just pleasing, right? It's one of those things where if you can show your product in use in a way that is pleasing to the eye and just fun to watch, I mean, even in loop, it's great, because then it gets you, you know, we of course have them, you know, samples or versions of this product that we use. And it's, you know, I get that same pleasing usage benefit out of every time you push it in, it's just seeing the ice cascade and waterfall around the bottle. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. It's fun to use. But also very purposeful for the benefits you've got.
Yeah. And that's again, on Amazon, when you read the reviews or wherever we have the views on the internet, that's what they say. Everybody stood around the wine bucket and watched it work. Right. So I hear that a bunch. Oh, the hit of the party was the wine bucket. So, which is fun. I mean, that's the things we want to hear, because again, it's all about celebrating, right? And giving back. I love the fact that went from cleaning to celebrating. That's I can dig that. So love it.
Well, it's the three C's, right? You got cleaning, celebrating, and I want to talk about charity now, right? So you've got a side of your business you call Capitalism to Cause that really started off. It's a great story. I want to share with our audience, but it started with the Kulin Curse. So can you talk a little bit about the Capitalism to Cause?
Actually, when the Kulin Curve came about, I was in a lot of trouble. I had some serious health problems with heart issues. I was addicted to pain pills from three shoulder surgeries. And my granddaughter was born with a knot on her chest. My parents were also failing, and my wife's parents had failed. We had just finished up 3 years of hospice at our house, which if anybody can do it. That's the most rewarding experience ever. I promise. It's hard, but that's what makes it rewarding. But anyway, Emma's born with this knot on her chest, and that was it. That was my sign. I needed to go get help so I could help others, right? Because I was no good to anybody. So I turned myself in to rehab, and in doing so, I opened up my heart to God or in the universe and just said, let's go get some help. And boy, I got it. You know, again, I invented the wine bucket. I met a kid who sailed first, and I never sailed, never had a inkling to sail. I lived down by the water, so that was, I had water to sail in, but I didn't sail. But then I met this kid in rehab who was a sailing instructor. And again, I think we meet for reasons. And so 3 days after that, my granddaughter is diagnosed with cancer at 3 weeks old and was starting 52 weeks of chemo. And the next day they asked me what we're going to do when we get out. And I said, I'm going to get with this kid over here. We're going to go get a sailboat, take cancer kids sailing in Galveston Bay. And everybody thought I was crazy. And I was like, that's just what we're going to do. Had no money, had no way to do it. Just an idea, had in rehab. So went down to see we went and looked at boats. Boats were $300,000. Didn't have any money for that. And so the next day, and hurdles are hurdles. When you're an inventor, you're filled with hurdles. Hurdles are everywhere. Right. So professional hurdler is what we really are. So and so anyway, yeah, $300,000 boat. That's a hurdle. But again, just get around it, get over it, just get by it and go on with it. Right. And so anyway, went down to see my dad. Wasn't going to tell him about my sailboat idea. He would have killed me. But I went down there just to see him for the first time since starting rehab. And that's when I invented the bucket. And that it happened all right then. And like I said, I had a conversation with God right when the bucket, when I drew it, it was like, God, if you're going to let me invent products, another product and much, much different product than the heavyweight. I mean, again, I was selling a $200 scrub brush when competition is $10, right? I knew the cooling curve was going to be comparable to a wine bucket price, right? I knew that we were going to be in a $20 range somewhere around in there. And I didn't have all that shipping with shipping scrub brushes and weight. So I'm on to something here. And I was like, God, if you're going to let me invent a product that can make a difference and take it to market and then also possibly get a sailboat to take cancer kids sailing, you can have it. And so right then, my company is called Capitalism to Cause. I generate money through the products I invent. And we're going to take a little bit for ourselves, a royalty, right? But I'm going to put the company and the rest of my the money that we generate into the operation side of Capitalism to Cause. And then we're going to generate money to give to charities. And so that's what we've done. And I have my own, not charity, but we take cancer patients sailing in Galveston Bay. I did get the boat, a 45-foot Beneteau. 2 weeks after I got out of rehab, 7 months after rehab, we got our first container from China. Now we make them in the United States. But Capitalism to Cause. We take cancer patients sailing in Galveston Bay free of charge. And that's just a start. I want to get cars we can take to racetracks. People want to jump out of an airplane, I'll push them out of an airplane. I like to say, I'm not going. I'll race the cars and sail the boats. Jumping out of an airplane, I don't know. So I might call heart condition on now and I can't do it. Old Sanford and Son thing. So, but it's just, again, I get to live the dream every day. And so if anybody doesn't know this out there, inventors do, but it's hard. But just like hospice is hard, the hardest thing is where you get the most joy out of. Right. When you finally do make it, because I guess you find out just how awesome you are because you did it, you know? Yeah. And so.
Well, Mike, you're such a great example to me, and our audience, I imagine, can tell from this short conversation. I certainly have gotten to know you over a longer period of time. You're one of the most positive people I know. And for me personally, I'm convinced that a big reason why is because of your nature, right? Where you've got it, you think outward, right? You think about serving others, even with your business. And I think that's such a great example for that everybody can really take home from this is how can we use our business, our success to serve others, right? To help others. And, you know, you've done more than probably anybody I've ever talked to in terms of percentage of revenues and percentage of your time and focus. And that's amazing as an example. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to go to that level, right? To your level. But even a minor focus, starting to think outward, starting to think about how can we serve better? It really helps us to perform better. You know, there's a statistic. I think this is so funny that it's a statistic. I don't remember the exact number, but businesses that donate to charity, right, that are much more successful than those that don't. And I think it's a part of, you know, you could call it, you know, you and I are religious, right? Blessings from God, for sure. You could call it karma. At a minimum, you could call it's for sure for everybody, whatever our belief systems are, is getting that outward focus off of ourselves only. It brings positivity, right? It brings great energy. It brings excitement into your life in ways that you can't experience just on the pure business side, right? Just on selling or marketing, which is important, right? We all have to feed our families. We have to have revenue. And that is so important. And that can bring thrills in its own right for sure, but service is an important part. And we followed your example. We just did a much smaller than you, but a service activity as a company last week, and got our whole office staff out just picking up trash and planting mulch around trees, kind of prepping this park for winter, and spent a half day doing it. Again, nothing compared to what you do, but man, what a great energy it was as a team. Where we need to do more of that. It takes our mind off of just ourselves and kind of our internal focus and thinking outwardly. And that helps to drive happiness for sure, but also success.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just made a photo book of the best photos I've taken since sailing over the last 6 years from our cancer sales. And on the back, it says, when you give, everybody gets. Because everybody says, I can't believe you do what you do. I get the most out of it. I mean, again, I get to sail with these wonderful people to hear their stories. I mean, if you think my stories are good, their stories are amazing. And so, and again, when you were doing that, look what it does. Everybody gets. That's the beauty of it. And eyes out is something I learned in rehab. When your eyes are in, you're watching your movie, right, in your head, and that's where nothing's going good. When your eyes are out, you're watching God's movie, and that's where everything happens. And this is going to be off script, but I'll even show you something since you said eyes out. I'm going to script for you and get to here because eyes out.
Oh, I love it. The back of your t-shirt, for those that are just listening, can't see the video. Eyes out in the back of his t-shirt. Yeah, I love it.
The natural antidepressant. If your eyes are out and you're helping others, your heart is good. So, and that's what's helped me in my rehab and stuff. And so I always wear my eyes out shirts, and you'll see eyes out wherever my stuff is, because it's eyes out making a difference. So
absolutely.
Sorry, I did that. You said it. And so that was God telling me, take your shirt off.
I love it. No, I think it's so important. It's an important part of, I mean, life in general. But you know, a lot of our listeners are looking for ways to grow and be happier in their businesses. And this is a great way to do it, right? Eyes out, thinking outward, looking for ways to help and serve others for sure. So I love that. Mike, is there anything I didn't ask you that you think could be helpful for our audience?
Just remember customer service. I mean, again, customer service is gone, and customer service isn't just in business. Customer service is how I took care of my parents in hospice. Candy's parents in hospice. My parents were dying, and they died 6 months apart, and they died in the exact same spot in the house because customer service. I was aware of what was going on. I was like, wait a minute, if I put him here too and he dies here, they're going through the same portal. You know, they're married 63 years. And so it's just that customer service. You know, we can never do enough for our customers, for our friends, for our family. And so if we just get the customer service out of the business phone and do it for everybody, I think it'd be a better place. So, and your business will grow if you have good customer service, because like I said, no one has it. I called a company the other day asking for a number to one of their same companies down the street. And they said, I don't have that number. It's like, you don't have, I'm not saying the name of the company, but I was like, you don't have the number for the one down the street? No, am I supposed to have all the numbers in the country? I was like, I would have gone down the street and looked up in a telephone book if someone called me asking for a number. So again, that's just customer service. Most important thing in life. So
I love it. And I think that brings back home, you know, we talked a lot about your charities and serving outside of your business, outside of your organization, how important that is. But it's, you know, service is a part of every business as well, right? It's how we serve our clients, our customers. you know, and what I do as a video marketing agency owner, you know, we call it client service, right? It's that industry term. Everyone calls it that. So we spend a lot of time in our company talking about it. What does that word service mean, right? At the end of the day, we are serving the clients and customers we work with, and it changes your perspective, right? It helps you to be more successful, helps you to help your clients be more successful if you're thinking about them, right? Not just always internally. So I think that goes directly in your business as well. So thank you for sharing that. I love it. Mike, this has been a great interview. I know our audience is going to love it as well. I do want to encourage your audience, please go visit coolincurve.com. Again, it's in the show notes. Check out Mike's product. You can learn more about the charity work that he does on that website as well. And he's offered to, if you want to connect with him directly, I'll put this in the show notes, but his cell number, which I don't do very often because not many people are willing to give that out, right? Over a podcast like this. But if you'd like to connect with Mike, just to ask questions about inventing products, bringing to market, or even advice on service, or how maybe you can contribute to some of the work he's doing, you can reach him at 281-687-1263. Well, Mike, thanks again. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
For the listeners, check out coolincurve.com to learn more about Mike and his amazing business. That's COOLIN curve, CURVE.com. It's in the show notes as well. Be sure to check out harvestgrowth.com to see other episodes we've recorded. And if you'd like to take a shortcut and learn the process we've used to profitably launch and grow hundreds of products since 2007, you can download our secret sauce, our product marketing campaign cheat sheet at harvestgrowthsecretsauce.com, or go right to harvestgrowth.com. You can set up an appointment to speak one-on-one with a member of our team in a free consultation to learn how you can grow your business.